All right, class, who gives her a thumbs up for her answer?
In West Central Alabama, not far from grazing cattle and ubiquitous forest, there's a selective, highly regarded private school. Pickens Academy serves an area so rural it puts on deer hunts to raise funds. It also serves the college-bound children of the area's white movers and shakers. For many of them, Pickens Academy is a family tradition. It's a sheltering, supportive place. Here are fifth grader Charlie Wilson and senior Kate McKenzie.
I like it that everybody knows each other, so that everybody's real close.
I love the closeness of it, how we're all like a family. There's not many students that go here, but we all come together.
That kind of bonding seems to come naturally to the roughly 270 students. It probably doesn't hurt that they share a culture, a heritage, and an optimistic mindset. Pickens Academy was founded in 1969. Former assistant headmaster Connie Marine taught there for 27 years. Her daughter teaches there now, and all four of her grandchildren are students. I asked her why people started the school.
I think it was more about quality. Separate but equal does not always mean equal. And the influx was going to bring down, in the minds of many, the quality of education.
It's hard to know how many SEG academies there are because different states keep different data, some of it spotty, and some actually were founded for religious reasons rather than using that as cover. But it's safe to say, though many SEG academies have folded, hundreds remain across the South. They're legally forbidden from discriminating now.
What it began as 40 years ago is not what it is today. It's open admission.
Even so, Pickens Academy has one black student in a county whose under 18 population is more than half African American. Some blacks worry their children wouldn't be welcomed at a SEG academy, but cost is an obstacle too.
You are in West Alabama, and it's a poverty area.
On top of taxes, Pickens Academy families pay for tuition and other expenses, like the school's bus and minivan, computer labs, and a new $40,000 science lab.
I'm getting some good stuff.
Mr. Ellis, what did you do?
Now we're in a place that looks quite different from Pickens Academy, Birmingham's Phillips Academy, a good public school, but part of the type of district SEG Academy founders were trying to avoid. Birmingham's 95% black system competes with SEG academies and whole SEG districts, suburban public systems that split off for much the same reasons. As in rural areas, separation from whites is almost complete, and the kids know it.
It's better to have a diverse school because if you grow up around diverse people, then when you get older and like have jobs with diverse people, you know how to work with them better.
Do you wish the school were a little more diverse?
I do, actually.
That's seventh grader Kiara Bush on an increasingly dual education system that's often most pronounced in places that really can't afford to divvy up money, political pull, or other resources. University of Alabama at Birmingham historian Robert Corley explains.
We're going to have certain schools that will end up having to take everybody that comes through the door, and everybody else is going to get the best that we can offer because they'll pay for it either through higher taxes or tuition. It's a very inefficient way to provide services.
If that's true, it's a handicap on the South and increasingly the United States. Thanks to court decisions, the ending of desegregation orders, and demographic changes, the nation's schools are resegregating. Dr. Corley and other experts say the dual school system so common in the South is likely a preview of where the nation is going. Or returning. For the Southern Education Desk in Birmingham, I'm Dan Carson.